DW.
شهداء اليوسف إن شاء الله كلهم شهداء. ملهم جاد اليوسف. خالي ياسر أحمد اليوسف.
12-year-old Rawan Al Yusuf is reciting the names of the 26 members of her family killed by the chemical attack on the town of Khan Sheikh Hon last week. The family wrote the names in a child's school notebook after they were released from hospital in Turkey. 55-year-old Radwa Al Yusuf, Rawan's grandmother and the family matriarch, coils in pain, her eyes shut tighter with each name read, each baby, each child, each adult.
Hassan Muhammad Yusuf.
This is their story in their own words.
Imad al-Din Yusuf.
احنا كنا نايمين حسينا اصوات قوي كثير انفجار طلعنا طلعنا هيك مثل الدخان.
We were asleep and we heard a very loud explosion. We went out to check and there was smoke, too much smoke. Two of my sons ran to help take people to the hospital. We started to cough and we couldn't see. They took us to a hospital, I don't know exactly where, and then I didn't know what happened. We fainted. We woke up and found ourselves here in Turkey, but my son died. Haytham had died.
In all, 61 people from the chemical attack in Khan Sheikh Hon were brought to Turkey. Three later died. Autopsies done on their bodies by a Turkish forensic bureau with the help of the World Health Organization showed traces of the banned nerve gas sarin in their system. None of the Al Yusufs were conscious when transferred to Turkey.
We'd fainted. We were screaming and pulling our hair out. When my daughter was unconscious, they tied her up. Five men couldn't control her. She would throw herself from the bed to the floor and scream, "Fighter jet! Fighter jet!" We woke up here in the house. We don't know what they did or what they gave us. We don't know because we'd lost consciousness. They tell us about what happened.
She points to the other four women in the room, all relatives, all widows, all just staring at the ground in sadness.
May Allah take revenge on Bashar al-Assad. The conscience of Arabs has died. It's been 7 years and they still couldn't spare us from him. What did we do? I swear to God that my sons didn't fire one bullet. Why did Bashar do that? We weren't at the front or with ISIS or al-Nusra. Why? Why did he do that?
Many in Khan Sheikh Hon and in the West blame Syrian President Bashar al-Assad for the attack. Yet the Syrian government and Russia claim the nerve gas came from leaked chemicals stored in a nearby rebel warehouse. 12-year-old Rawan recounts her side of events that morning.
I woke up at 6 a.m. to go to school. I got dressed and prepared everything, and the school bus came. While we were passing by to pick up the other students, the first strike happened. It didn't seem like it was a chemical strike. It seemed like it was a normal one. So the school bus brought each one of us home. My family and my grandparents took us to the bunker. When we went to the bunker, we started coughing a lot. I started suffocating and my vision was getting blurry and my head started hurting a lot. I couldn't see well or focus. My whole body started hurting. We all started feeling this way.
Her father immediately took the family to the nearest primary care unit.
They made me lay down and gave me injections, an oxygen mask, an IV drip, everything. Then, I don't know what happened, I lost consciousness. I woke up to find myself here in Turkey.
In addition to her 26 family members, many of Rawan's friends and teachers also died.
When we were in the first hospital in Syria, I was awake but in pain. My uncle's son came to me and said, "Rawan, my dad has died." I said, "No, Yusuf, he hasn't." He said, "I saw him yesterday. He was hugging me and saying my dad died." I kept saying, Yusuf, no, don't cry, your dad didn't die. Then they took him away. I was in pain and they gave me many injections and I passed out.
Rawan's other uncle was nowhere to be found, nor were his 2.5-year-old triplets, Jihad, Jude, and Jad. Radwa again.
When we left, he wasn't there. He left to help save people. The mother was at home crying over her kids. She'd waited 10 years to see them and spent a fortune for treatment. She underwent medical treatment for 10 years until she was able to get pregnant.
Radwa is also the aunt of Abdul Hamid al-Yusuf, the father cradling his dead twins in the now infamous footage that shocked the world.
You didn't see how it was. We saw dead people in front of us. We had to step on them while we ran away from the airstrikes.
Don't cry, Grandma.
Moved by those images of the dead twins, U.S. President Donald Trump fired 59 Tomahawk missiles on a Syrian airbase just 3 days after the attack, the first direct assault on Assad's government by the U.S. Yet the family doesn't seem to realize the impact the images of those twins had on the world, but yet it would appear, nor do they care. Just then, Radwa's son Jalal enters the house. He's just returned from another hospital visit. Jalal is still short of breath as a result of the attack.
Abdul Hamid is my cousin, but our family has 26 martyrs. The twins were not the only ones. The Trump attack is like a TV series mocking Syrians. For 24 hours, they talk about nothing but Syria. But today, nothing. The world has already made agreements about the Syrian people.
Radwa picks up that notebook filled with the names of dead family members.
Around 110 people died in Khan Sheikhoun. These names on the list, they're just our family. 26 people, and 7 or 8 haven't even been added yet.
In 2014, the United Nations Human Rights Council wrote up a report following a similar attack on a suburb of the Syrian capital, Damascus. Estimates of the death toll range from at least 281 people to well over 1,500. They found that, quote, the evidence indicated that the perpetrators likely had access to the chemical weapons stockpile of the Syrian military, as well as the expertise and equipment necessary to manipulate a large amount of chemical agents, end quote. The Syrian government and Russia again blamed opposition forces. As the international community continues to disagree over who is at fault, no justice is likely to come for the al-Yusuf family, at least not for a long, long time. Natalie Carney for DW, Rehanla on the Turkey-Syria border.
This report was brought to you by DW.